I'm going to invite you to begin this meditation by coming to the breath. If you wish, taking some long, slow, deep breaths to get started, but otherwise just coming to the breath as it is. And being aware of how the body breathes in, the diaphragm contracts, the stomach moves out, the rib cage lifts ever so slightly, and air is drawn into the lungs. At the top of each in-breath, there's a very slight pause before the body lets go, the rib cage descends, the diaphragm relaxes, the stomach moves in, and air is released from the body without any effort. At the end of the in-breath, the body rests until, of course, the next cycle of the breath begins. So I'm inviting you to be aware of the movements of the breath, the full cycle of the breathing, and aware particularly of how, as the body breathes in, there is some effort involved and the body is really opening up to draw the air in, and how when the body relaxes and releases the air and breathes out, there is this process of release and coming to rest. So for a minute or two, just being aware of that sensation of the body actively opening up to the breath and then relaxing and releasing. And as the body opens up with every in-breath, inviting you to become aware of your body sitting or lying here, aware of the points of contact of the body with the floor and the chair, aware of how the body feels. And as the body breathes out, giving ourselves the opportunity to release any tension within the body. So breathing in and opening to whatever's there, breathing out and releasing tension. Allowing the body to come to rest as best we can. and feeling the body. Resting here right now, being supported. Being held if you wish, unconditionally, by the floor or the chair and the earth beneath. So we're not having to strive or struggle or try to maintain a particular posture. We're just allowing ourselves to be held. Feeling as best we can a sense of security, of being grounded, being supported. And as we are progressing through this meditation practice, the invitation, maybe the suggestion is maintaining awareness as best we can of that sense of opening up as the body breathes in and releasing as the body breathes out. So we're continually opening up to the sensations of the body resting here and releasing tension from the body. And also, of course, opening up now to whatever's happening in our minds. And releasing thought and feeling and emotion. Allowing ourselves as best we can to rest in the flow of thought. And resting in the flow of thought, perhaps we can notice that tendency, the mind to engage with the thoughts that are appearing, the grasping of the mind, and the judgments that we're making. Allowing ourselves as best we can just to rest with all of this. the arising of thought, the inevitable grasping from time to time, the inevitability of judgment, and the processes of the mind that follow. And perhaps we can be aware, as we're sitting or lying here, that there is somebody who is meditating. That there are thoughts that are arising, that are my thoughts. Perhaps these are my feelings and emotions. Maybe even that these are my judgments. So, in other words, as we're meditating, allowing ourselves to be aware that there is a sense of me, a sense of self, a sense of me who is experiencing body sensations, a sense of me who's experiencing my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions. And in a while, I'm going to be asking some questions about this sense of me, this sense of self. And these are questions that are intended to be felt, not to be thought about. They are like stones falling into a pond. One can see and experience the ripples as they spread out. Rather than thinking about the process of the stone falling and what happens to the stone. So the invitation is to feel the questions as they are dropped into your minds. Feeling the ripples and the reverberations. So as you are sitting meditating right now, how does it feel to be me? How does it feel to be me? How does it feel to be me? And maybe it helps to look at the following questions. Is this sense of me hard or soft? Large or small? Are there hard and sharp edges to the sense of self? Is it a very solid and concrete sense, or a more nebulous, difficult to define sense? How does it feel to be me? How does my sense of self feel? And what do I feel about myself? What judgments do I make about myself? Perhaps there's a part of us that we recognize as being very self-critical. Our self-critic. So what criticisms do we make of ourselves? Where do those criticisms come from? Most people seem to recognize that they are judging themselves all the time. Where are those judgments coming from? And why are we making those judgments? What is this sense of self? And why is it so imbued with a sense of judgment? What is this sense of self? And why is it imbued with judgment? Maybe if we wish, if we feel able, we can just contemplate a little the question of where do the criteria on which I make judgments come from? Where do they arise from? So we breathe as best we can with the sense of self, the sense of me. We're breathing with the processes of judgment that are related to that sense of self. And we're allowing as best we can our bodies and our minds to relax, to come to rest. Opening up to whatever we're experiencing as we breathe in. Releasing as we breathe out.